guys at different spots today? A lot of pitching there. Was that the plan if the team got out too big early?
I started some different guys.
Yep.
You know, some of those guys haven't played much.
Right.
Can't get better unless you play. And sometimes, even if you lose a game, you got to sacrifice some point in time to get guys some experience. And that was my plan coming in. Jake hasn't played much.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been out there very much. And Shefty hasn't been out there for a while. And, you know, just a number of guys. So we tried to split it up the best I could. I did a pretty good job of trying to move everybody around here. But plus, we wanted to play some guys at secondary positions because that may come up here.
Yep, and
Danny Olinger hasn't caught. We've been wanting to get him in the game to catch. If he can catch some for us, it gives me some flexibility, possibly to either DH Halloran one time. If I need a catcher, I can throw Danny back there.
Yep.
So we're trying to work on some of those secondary positions and some of the moves we might have to make at some point in time.
Definitely.
And so we'll probably do more of that as we go along.
And we talked about this a little bit, but now that the homestand's over, what was the best part about this last month here, just being at home, just getting games in and stuff? And getting
having all the guys together, I think. Having all the guys together, everybody getting to be a part of the team.
Yep.
Everybody getting an opportunity to work on their skills each day and together as a unit. And the older guys can help the younger guys. And you don't feel like you're separated from the team. If you're out of town all the time, you can't take everybody and leave people at home. They feel like they're disconnected from the program and the team, and they don't get their work in. So that's been the best part, just the work and our ability to play games and get more guys out there on the field. And I think it's everybody's improved some over this stretch of time.